Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamdun Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Well, hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Lynn Vincadsent. To call Lynn a high flyer might seem to her an overstatement. She is, after all, a volunteer with Ariel's Search and Rescue, which keeps her flying low to the ground as she does her part to bring good endings to tragic situations. But to those who know her, she puts her heart and mind into everything she does, not so that she can achieve high, but rather to bless others and her community. Moving here as a youngster from the Lower Mainland, Lynn and her family of origin have called the Bulkley Valley home for more than 50 years. She has 37 years of experience in the framing business, owning her own shop since 1991. Married with four adult children, including a daughter-in-law, she and her husband will be flying low to the ground to keep up with their new grandchild who has just moved to our valley. Welcome, Lynn, to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thanks, Ken. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, great. As we get going here, tell us about the role of music in your life.
I started singing probably when I was two or three. I remember as a kid singing at weddings with two of my brothers. Okay. And music was just always part of our life. It was playing in the background, or we were listening to funky music with my dad because he has a strange taste of music. Okay. Music is very important to me. It takes me when I'm down and lifts me up, gives me a way to communicate to others how I feel sometimes. Music is really important.
It's such a barometer in our lives and really helps us not just regulate, but to express ourselves.
It truly does, yeah. When I was a kid, it was the only thing I thought I was good at. So it was something that I loved to do, and it was the only thing I really thought I was good at. And I don't play an instrument. My instrument is my voice. And I couldn't read music until I was older, like in my 20s. But I always knew where the music was going.
This makes us look forward to your playlist. We're going to be sending you away to an isolated cabin. And because it's isolated and has only a rudimentary device, you only get to take 7 songs with you. So what's the first song going to be?
The first song is Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Okay, why that one?
Bobby McFerrin. It's actually a funny little story. It was before we had children. I left for work one morning, and it was a Saturday, so Peter was home from work, and I was slightly frustrated with him, with life or with whatever, if I can't remember the details. But I remember leaving for work being frustrated. And at the time, BVLD, you could phone in and request a song. So I walked to work. I got to work, and Peter says, "Let's turn your radio on, Lynn." Turned the radio on, and his request for me that day was, "Don't worry, be happy." Well, it didn't make me very happy at that moment, but looking back at it, it was pretty funny. And it's just like, it just is a reminder of life is hard. Yeah, don't worry. Look at the funny side. Be happy, even if it's hard.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, but don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
I'm not worried.
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin out of New York, the only a cappella track to ever reach number one in the U.S. Lynn, your first song for your playlist. Lynn, when did you first get to the Valley?
1975, January.
Oh, you have a vivid memory of this.
Oh, yes.
What was that like? Because you came from the Lower Mainland.
We moved from Delta. We arrived here, I think maybe the 2nd of January, and it was like minus 40.
Wow.
And we were not used to minus 40. We were Lower Mainland kids.
Right.
So coming here was rather shocking. And yeah. We lived in a very tiny, I wouldn't call it a house. It was a shack. There wasn't a lot of space. We moved from a two-story home to this place, and it was not great. So my memory is not great of coming here.
No, what a tough start for you as a youngster and probably your siblings, and I'm sure your parents felt some of that too.
Yeah.
But you grew to appreciate the Valley as you grew older.
Yes.
What was it that helped make that happen?
I immersed myself into the outdoors, becoming a hiker, a backpacker, a skier, fishing, hunting, like all of the things that are northern, we just started doing. I learned to do many of them, and I grew to love this place. For a long time, like in my early teens and my early 20s, I would have moved away in a heartbeat, but I never did. Now I look back and go, I'm glad I never did, because this place is an amazing place. You can find your peace if you have enough courage to look for it.
Over those years that you've lived here, you've grown to appreciate it greatly, but it hasn't stayed the same either, this place. It's probably not nearly as isolated as maybe it felt when you first came. What changes have you noticed, and how do you look at those?
When we first came, there was an ice arena, and where you could skate. There was nothing, like there was no swimming pool, there was none of the things that we had in the city. So that was really hard on all of us. So when we came, that slowly changed. A swimming pool happened. Second ice arena happened. More things like that started to come into the Valley. For the most part, I think it's the same, but it's different.
Living in this unique place, when changes come, they can come as challenges because we're here for a reason. A lot of us stay for a reason, but you've embraced those. It sounds, though, like your first love is the outdoors.
Absolutely. I love being outside. Yeah. I love skiing. I love going fast. skiing is I learned to be an instructor.
Okay.
So it was just, it's fun. I love it. I love backpacking. I absolutely love backpacking. It is a place where you can go and see God's hand. Hmm. And it's just, it's peaceful. It's restful. It gives you a sense of wholeness.
Yeah.
So you hike up to the top of a mountain and you're huffing and puffing because your air is thin and you might not be in the same shape you were when you were first started backpacking. And you get to the top of the mountain and you're looking down over things and you're sitting there and it's a sense of accomplishment and a sense of just incredible awe.
Yeah. You appreciate the majesty and the awe of the valley that integrates well with your spirituality.
Yes.
It gets me thinking a little bit then about your second pick for your playlist. Tell us about this song.
Amazing Grace it's such a beautiful written hymn. It reminds me of how much grace God has shown me. And if he has shown me that much grace, how much grace I need to extend to others. And looking at them and going, well, what was their life like? What made them become who they became? Or what made them react to a situation the way they reacted? Because there's always reasons, and we don't see them. I've said this to many people, don't judge a book by its cover, because you don't know what's inside those pages.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. Taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are ooh.
Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone by Pentatonix. They entered a local radio show competition so that they could meet the cast of Glee and arranged and submitted a trio version of Telephone, the hit song that was done by Lady Gaga and featured Beyonce. But despite losing the competition, their singing sparked a lot of attention at their school and they began performing, and yeah, they grace us with such beautiful sounds and mixes of their voices. Thank you, Lynn, for your second selection. Aerial search and rescue has been a part of your life for quite some time, and a huge part. So yes. Tell us what got you into that first.
My dad invited me to come to the Smithers Airport. There was a military training day, and we got to go flying in Buffaloes and Labradors.
How young were you at the time?
18.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That must have been a really cool opportunity.
Yeah. It made me want to fly.
Aerial search and rescue. Tell us a bit how that works.
It's a provincial emergency program, so it's PEP Air, and so we're the air division. But we are also under the umbrella of CASERA, which is Civil Air Search and Rescue of Canada. And so we function under the Department of National Defense as well, because we work with the military when there are small planes down or large planes down that need searching for. We answer to both provincial and federal. Hmm. Okay. So we have pilots and navigators and spotters and aircraft owned by pilots. So those are our four things that we need. So all of our aircraft that we use are usually volunteered by the owner, and the owner volunteers their time. When we have a search and we have a last known position and a destination, and the whatever didn't get to that destination, then we take our pilot and navigator and spotters, and they fly that track. Hmm. And then the spotters can look either side of the track line and see whether or not that aircraft that's missing has gone down on track or has gone somewhere else. Looking into something that's gone missing, it's kind of like being a detective in a way, because you have to think, okay, well, this was his intended flight route, but he might have had to go around because of weather. So there's usually alternate routes, and those alternate routes have to be checked. If it's a float plane, there's millions of places for it to put down.
Right.
So things that you have to look into to be able to actually hopefully come to a conclusion at the end of finding whatever it is that you're looking for. And that's the same with when we're assisting ground search and rescue with searches. I call it top cover. So we go up and we can find the last known position of a vehicle, for instance, very quickly, because we can see it. And whereas ground search and rescue, to find that last known position, it would take them hours, because they'd have to drive up and down roads and whatever. Whereas we can go from the top and go, we've got your last known position. So it's very fascinating how it all works together. But in the end, it's always the question I always ask my team is, we want the end result. And the end result is to find whatever is missing so that we can hopefully bring people home. And if we can't bring people home, at least bring closure for that family or whatever. Because otherwise, there's never closure.
How do you folks deal with the not-so-great endings to tough situations?
It depends. So if it's a plane crash and the ending isn't great, we get together and do a debrief. Actually, we do that on ground searches too. Like when we're helping ground, we usually do a debrief. Sometimes we don't know the endings. Depends on what we're or who we're working with, whether we get further information. And we just have to be ready to be prepared not to get that, because the other search teams are exceedingly busy and trying to do their endings. So it's not always easy to be included in all of the final. But the critical incident stress debrief is so important, because if you don't actually talk about what you saw or what you didn't see or the end, then you carry that with you and you wonder or brood about it inside.
For everyone involved, that's needed.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We have a really cool new situation in the Valley, and that is the ground search and rescue has a new building at the airport. Right. And they have included the amateur radio and Pep Air in their building. So we all have offices in the same building, which it makes it much more conducive to us debriefing together and having closure together.
This helps us make sense of your third pick. Tell us now about your next song.
So the next song is a Mark Perry song, and it's called Small Plane Down. And it just reminds us why we do the work we do.
The news is quick to leave the airport. Another small plane never came home. Searchers gather and reports are coming in. Weather's gonna keep them down for a while. It all started out with unlimited vision and the feel of the wind lifting your wings. Now the cloud ceiling falls below this mountain walls, and we know well the trouble it might bring. The small plane heads out alone, feels it's time to face the clouds of stone. Certain days when the wind is right, you can hear the ghosts of the small planes down. And I still recall the look of excitement where no man could possibly walk. And up there alone, you'd shut down the engine. Listen closely for the wind to talk. As she stands there with unbelieving eyes, focused on the thing she'll never know. And desperately now, we try to seek comfort. Say if he had a choice, I'm sure that's the way he would go. Small plane is out alone. It's time to face the clouds of storm. On certain days when the wind is right, you can hear the ghosts of the small planes down. They are 6,000 feet high, and I'm trying to understand why in a moment we scatter your ashes out all across this rugged land. I guess fate must have tripped you up when you reach it out. When you reach it out for God's hand. For God's hand. Certain days when the wind is right. You can hear the ghosts, you can feel the ghosts of the small planes down.
Small Plane Down by local Mark Perry. Thank you, Lynn, for that one. And thank you, Lynn. You serve as zone commander for aerial search and rescue, and you've been at it for more than 40 years. To you and to the folks who do that kind of work, we're really grateful. We're grateful, too, for the sponsors that help make things happen here for us at CICK Radio. And I want to do a shout-out this week for the BV Farmers Market. Thanks so much for what you do for the community and including what you do for us so that we can put on programming like this. Well, Lynn, we've talked a bit about your passion for search and rescue and for this valley. Tell us a little bit about family life.
I have three children. My son has just recently moved back to the valley with his wife and their lovely little baby daughter.
What a treat.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic. Middle daughter, she is living in Huntington Beach, California. She's a long ways away. And then my youngest daughter lives in Delqua.
So you have one that's been local, one has recently become local again with your daughter-in-law, and then one way out in California. And the one out in California, what brings her out there?
She was a volunteer for an organization for a long time. It was called Surfing the Nations. She went all over the world bringing medicine and clothing, surfboards, because it was called Surfing the Nations. Mm. They would teach water safety, and they would just help out in general with learning English, just being in a community and loving on people who didn't have lots.
Like Peace Corps on a surfboard.
Basically, yes. And she did that for a long time. And she ended up in Huntington Beach because they had opened up a Surfing the Nations there. And she's no longer with the organization. She is working for a local church there, and she recently started working for a home decor place.
And your daughter that lives locally in Telqua?
She is a hairdresser and owns her own shop in Telqua, NV Hair Salon.
That's the acronym of her name, so NV. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, loves doing what she does, yeah.
Good, yeah. Like you, she's on the creative side of business and has her own. That's nice. And your son and daughter-in-law, what brought them back to the valley besides family?
They've been looking for a place for a long time that gave a little bit more room. Kalen is a blacksmith and he makes knives and other things, but knives is his passion and it makes a lot of noise. So he's out of town and he has this beautiful little property. So that's part of the reason why they came back to the valley and they wanted to be back in this area.
So all three kids have a creative side just like you.
Yes.
That's really neat to see. And you have been married for how long now?
37 years. Peter and I were married in 1987 and we're married here and we stayed here and we raised our children here. We're still happily married after 37 years.
Deep, deep roots in this valley with your family because your parents are both still alive as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're a part of what's called the sandwich generation, where you're looking out for and providing assistance to the generation above you. And you've done that for your kids, but now you've got that generation below your kids. So four generations happening. Yeah. How does that feel besides stretched out?
That's a good way to put it. It feels good. Having a granddaughter is absolutely fantastic. I didn't anticipate having a grandchild yet, and so this was a lovely new addition. And she's beautiful, and she's just lots of fun.
And how old is she now?
2.5 months. She already has her dad wrapped around her finger, so that's awesome.
Smart girl.
Absolutely.
That strong temperament, maybe she gets quite naturally from your side of the family, too. All right, well, tell us now about your fourth selection for your playlist.
My parents were immigrants, and we listened to some interesting music when we were growing up. Harry Belafonte was just one of them. I remember as a child listening to Jamaica Farewell. The adventurous side of me, when I listened to this song, I wanted to go see this place. I wanted to go. There's a part of me that is very adventurous, and I want to go see these places. And this song was the song that made me feel that, that was played in our house as I was growing up.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere and the dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee, rice, salt fish are nice and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way, won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around, I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
Jamaica Farewell by New York's Harry Belafonte, singer, civil rights activist. That line, ackee, rice, salt fish are nice, refers to the Jamaican national dish. And Lynn, you've been to Jamaica.
Yes, I have.
Okay, when were you there?
In 1987. It was our honeymoon.
Oh, yes. What a sweet time.
We actually went to 5 different islands, but Jamaica was one of them.
You have a love for travel, and you've been to a lot of places, and you were mentioning before this song that the immigrants' roots run pretty deep. You were born in Canada, but your parents were immigrants, and that has had a shape on your identity.
Absolutely. I think it was hard for my mom, especially, because she was a city girl. She was born in Adam, which is right close to Amsterdam.
She was a city girl before she came to Canada.
100%. Her first year was in Lethbridge, Alberta. And then as soon as my grandfather had enough earnings, he took his family to Vancouver and owned a bakery.
So your parents, they were both immigrants, but they met as adults in Vancouver.
Yes, in the Lower Mainland,
Life would have been tough for them.
It was, When they met in the Lower Mainland, they eventually got married, and then they lived in Hundred Mile House, or Lac-La-Hash area.
Which at the time would have been quite isolated as well.
It was. Yeah.
When you see your parents now, and they're, as I understand it, are they in their 90s now?
My dad is 90 and my mom is almost 87.
Okay. What do you see in them as they reflect on their years looking back on all these things?
I see my dad looking back going, I should have done things differently, which is interesting for some things, for other things not. Mm-hmm. He is very much an outdoorsman. And that's what brought us here. was my dad's love for the outdoors.
Yeah.
He would have taken my mom and us all the way to Alaska. She would have let him, but she said no. Okay. She had family that lived here, and so that's why we ended up in the valley.
Okay.
So she had family here, and that's as far as she would go.
And so you see your parents in that generation reflecting back, and now you see your kids carving out a life, two of them, in this part of the valley. What challenges maybe does that generation have to face that's a little bit different than it was for your parents' generation or even for you and Peter? Okay.
So for our kids' generation, it is so different than our generation and then our parents' generation. In our parents' generation, they had to struggle to make ends meet at first, and they lived in very not great places and didn't have running water or electricity, and we had everything we needed when we got married. I mean, everything we needed, yes, we had to purchase it, but yes, it was easier. We didn't have to worry about where our electricity was coming from or taking the bucket and going to the well. In our kids' generation, it's different again because you have all of this modern technology that interferes with everyday life because everyone is so involved with their internet connections. How do I promote my business? For me, it was easy. I had ads in the newspaper. I had ads in the yellow pages. Now it's like, okay, how do I promote my business in an online world? How do you do that? It's really way more difficult.
Appreciate your perspectives gleaned from watching your parents carving out a life up here and now watching your kids as they settle in here, and your daughter as well in California and her work. Tell us now about the fifth song that you've picked.
You Say by Lauren Daigle. Oftentimes in my life, I didn't think that I was good enough. And when I listen to this song by Lauren Daigle, reminds me that I am good enough. Yeah, I might have some failures and some fall downs, but I'm still good enough. I'm made exactly the way I am for a reason and have worth in God's sight. No matter what I have done or not done, I'm worthy of His love.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
Not
I'm laying it at your feet. You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Say by Lauren Daigle out of Louisiana. As a teen, she was out of school for 2 years due to serious illness, and it was during that time that she took voice lessons, beginning a very long journey of perseverance towards a musical career in which, yeah, she can give testament to the power of perseverance. On that note, Lynn, it's not a perfect world we live in. What are things maybe you'd like to see change in our world or in this part of the valley that you're passionate about?
The ability to get along better. There's so many people, especially since COVID, who they don't have relationships with their family, they don't have relationship with old friends because of points of view. If there was a way to go back to, you have a different point of view than me, that's okay. It's still okay, but in our world, people don't think it's okay anymore. There's a lot of people who think that their way of thinking is the only right way, and they don't see anyone else's way of thinking anymore. And that's a huge mistake, because you don't have that ability to still be friends with those who aren't of like mind. And I think that if we could somehow get that back, where just because you don't agree doesn't mean you're my enemy, doesn't mean I need to swear at you or hate you or whatever it is you do. It comes back to that grace where, yeah, you think different than me. Oh, well, that's okay. I know what I feel and I know what I believe. And you may have different beliefs, and that's okay.
Well, you answered my follow-up question, which was, what does it take? And you identify that just having that grace that we've received being transferred into the relationships around us.
Around us, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us about a profound example of where you've seen how that grace can make that kind of difference in relationships?
The answer is quite simple. It's simple and it's profound. When you've been hurt and the person who hurt you is close, and you have to somehow forgive them. So it's when a girl is abused by a male, and it doesn't matter who or where or when, that girl needs to either, they're either going to hate, they're either going to hold this awful inside, or they're going to eventually say, I forgive you. Doesn't mean you forget. Doesn't mean you take that and it doesn't mean anything. It still has the same implications that it had before, but you've taken it and you've put the responsibility back on the person that it belonged to in the first place. Because most people who have suffered those kinds of things blame themselves. And so it's taking that and putting it where it belongs and giving them the grace and saying, I forgive you. I don't trust you, but I forgive you. I don't want you near my children. but I still forgive you. You can still have a relationship, but under my terms, under my guidelines of I have rules, and those rules or those boundaries can't be stepped over.
I really appreciate you sharing from your heart and helping us appreciate that even though grace is so good, it's not easy.
It is.
And it demands a lot.
It does, yeah.
Your next song, another Mark Perry song.
Which one
is that?
It's Summer of the Northern Sky.
Okay, and why that one?
It is Smithers. It is, for me, it's Northern BC. And when I listen to that song, it just is everything that I remember growing up. You could drive for hours at night, and it wasn't dark. We can still do that as we're older, but we don't.
And we don't. It feels different, doesn't it?
It feels different. Yeah. So it just reminds me of a time and a place where we could go do those things and just really enjoy the beauty of where we live and the light. And the light, so it's got two meanings. The light of where we live, but the light that's given to us.
First time I saw summer under northern skies, stayed up all night and the morning caught me by surprise. Seems we drove forever and Terry's old wildcat never stopped to think about where we were at. Hey, we were driving all night in the summer under northern skies. There was a stop off Main Street where we met those girls. We promised them twice to go around the world. We laughed as they got in and they shut the car door. Said, hey, we're nice girls, could you have us home by four? And we went driving all night in the summer under northern skies. Gonna drive all night in the summer. Gonna drive all night in the summer. Gonna drive all night in the summer under northern skies. Now Jimmy called me up the other day to say hello. Said I'm making lots of money but the time's going slow. And what am I doing over here in Singapore? What would I give if I could just walk through that door and go driving all night in the summer under northern skies? And that car I used to drive once is no more. It's been replaced by a much more practical four-door. And sometimes late at night when I'm sure everyone is asleep, I sneak out the door, plug in a tape, and back out slowly, and go driving all night in the summer under northern skies.
Gonna drive all night in the summer.
Gonna drive all night in the summer. Gonna drive all night in the summer. Gonna drive all night in the summer under northern skies.
Gonna drive all night in the summer.
Gonna drive all night in the summer. Gonna drive all night in the summer. And gonna drive all night in the summer under northern skies.
Summer of the Northern Sky by Smithereen Mark Perry. Thank you, Lynn, for your sixth choice. Gets us thinking about the valley. What would you miss the most if you had to move away from this valley?
The mountains. 100% the mountains.
There are mountains everywhere, but there's something about the mountains here. What in particular would you say? Can you put your finger on it?
It doesn't matter where I stand in my yard. I can be in my front yard and I see the Hudson Bays. Or I can just walk down the to the street and I look down and I see the kits, the nipples, and or I can look at my backyard and I see the babines, or I see the telquas. And I love them all, and I've hiked them all. They're just so majestic. You look out the door, and there they are. And I never take them for granted, because they're different every day. The lighting is different, or something is different in them.
Yeah.
They're just amazing. Absolutely amazing. I would miss the mountains.
Well, maybe my next question is my toughest, because this isolated cabin we're going to situate you in with your playlist, you get to get a view of one of the mountain ranges. Which one would it be?
Well, kind of the Telqua range, but kind of not, because the place I would like to sit is a place called Burney Lake.
Okay.
And it's kind of just outside of the Telqua Pass. And it's a place I hiked when I was a kid, a young adult. It is absolutely beautiful. And Dad and I spent many a day. We'd be dropped off by a float plane and watch the float plane go away, and then we'd spend 7 days hiking and just hanging out.
Beautiful spot. Yeah. That's where we'll put you. And you get to take a download with you. You get these 7 songs, but we got some room on this device for a book, a show, or a movie. Which one would that be?
I've been thinking about this because it's a real hard question. But I think I would take A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens.
Okay. All right. We'll put that on your device. Tell us now about your last song, your 7th.
It's called May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose.
It's a
testament to my dad.
This is by Little Jimmy Dickens. This is one of your dad's favorites?
No, but it was one of the songs when we were being goofy as kids. We'd put on, it was called Kooky Country.
Okay.
And this was a song on it, and we sang this song and laughed to this song and danced to this song. And it's just a testament to my mom and dad and the way we listened to all kinds of crazy music.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spot a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be flagged with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning. And I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be flagged with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same. Us be cop made it with us." And as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes.
May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose by Little Jimmy Dickens. He was only 4'10", and he was the oldest living member of the Grand Ole Opry shortly before his death, not too long ago. Well, Lynn, before I send you away, you do get also to pick a luxury item to have with you in your isolated cabin. What do I make sure is going to be there with you?
I thought about this a lot, and I couldn't think of one that I could actually bring with. But it's a cabin in the middle of nowhere, right?
It is.
So I think it would be something that would give me the ability to have water in my cabin.
We'll make sure that you get some inside running water. Yes. And why don't we throw in a solar-powered water heater to go with that?
That would be lovely.
I know you like the outdoors and you can rough it, but let's give you that as your luxury item.
That sounds like a great luxury item.
Well, Lynn, it's been a real joy to have you with us here. Thanks for being on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley.